Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson.
But right now, we're going to head over to West Central Minnesota, one of my favorite areas, Mahnomen, Minnesota, and our good friend Blair Hoseth, who is also a Minnesota Corn Growers Association board member. But Blair, it's been an interesting spring, to say the least. How bad has it hit you? It's been a while since I've talked to you.
Well, it's sure been an easy spring as far as dry and getting in the field, but the drought has not helped us a lot here.
No. Well, let's talk about different crops, because you do what? Corn, soybeans. Do you do wheat, too? I can't remember.
Yep, wheat and alfalfa.
Okay. So kind of just go through the gamut. You obviously have had a very dry spring so far. You did get some rain at one of the shots, but how has the moisture kind of delivery pattern been for you? Have you gotten several showers? Have you gotten hardly anything?
We get about a half inch once a month.
Okay. So what's it right now? You need probably a couple of inches of rain, maybe not all at the same time?
Yeah, we could sure use some more. We finally got just about a half an inch last Friday, and that helped. We've had some frost over here. First thing, they're a bit dry. It kind of really hurt the alfalfa, hurt the sand on some of the beans. And then we got the frost, and that really seemed to set off some of this weaker alfalfa plants and the weaker bean fields. And now the bugs are moving in where we had the frost damage, so we're in the midst of trying to put up first cutting hay right now, and I'm estimating we might have about half a crop of alfalfa out there from previous years.
Okay. How about for corn? Where is that sitting at?
The corn seems to be doing a little bit better than the beans. I haven't seen much frost damage on the corn like we've done the beans, and it seems like it's going down after that moisture. And there's a few fields, not mine, but on lighter ground, sandier ridges that I'm starting to see some suffering on now, but for the most part, the corn is still hanging in on the moisture, okay?
Okay. I know you run livestock as well. How's that been going? And I guess when you're talking about alfalfa and you're looking at half a crop, I'm assuming you keep that alfalfa or whatever you use for feed. Are you concerned about feed later this year or in the winter?
That will definitely be a concern, because we probably won't have any second cutting until we get more rain and half a first cutting, so you know we're down pretty far on our normal tonnage.
How have the livestock been handling the heat? It's cooler now, but it was hot there for a while.
Yeah, they're okay. You know, probably had one that maybe passed because of it, but for the most part, they've handled it well. The fly season hasn't kicked in yet too bad, so that helps.
How about wind? How much damage on your property from just the different wind storms that we've had this year?
We've been faring fairly good. You know, we do quite a bit of cover crop and have a little bit of green out there, and that's been saving us pretty good. Some of the ground, especially the preventive plant from last year that wasn't covered, and actually blew the topsoil off in places and exposed some of the beans and even blew some of the beans in the ditch. So it's been kind of extreme on some of those acres.
So for you, for everything that you replanted, let's just say the rest of the summer, knock on wood, is normal weather-wise. As it stands right now, are you hopeful that you'll come out with a good crop this year in the different categories?
If we get good rains from here out, our corn will probably be probably an average crop. And the beans, most of them will be average, but the replant beans, I'm sure we took a 10 bushel hit on.
Again, that was Blair Hoseth, who farms in the Mahnomen area and also one of the board members of the Minnesota Corn Growers Association. This is Inside Agriculture.